pochus mishloisha shloisha askinen. Rashi must nisin the pochus mishloisha tfochim al shloisha tfochim pligi. As here the Mishnah is talking about this beged, psilos habeged shekiflo, this piece of material you made into a wick, the material itself was less than gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. Pligi linyin tumma. That's the machloikis if it's makabel tumma or not. What's the machloikis? Umikule matloni yeshonu kan. We're talking about tips of shmatis. Matloni means a shmata. Kule a cheap shmata. Shonu kan. Shrashi mikule matloni yes. Matloni yes hakalos beinov. That's cheap shmata. Dumya de mesukonos lefkak merchat. Something used to stuff up a merchat. I'm old. They didn't have a good rubber stuff. They used to put like a handkerchief there to stop the hole where the water would go out. The midid lechoshev hu. It's not such a chos of a kli. The kippul denoket, that the Mishnah says you fold it up masnisin mishum hivav denoket davka. It's only machlekes whether it was hivav or not, was it burnt or not. The plug that they had loket toni kippul. The Baltus talks about burning it needs kippul. It talks therefore it says the word kippul. But kippul in the Mishnah is lav davka. Now the shaila here is the Mishnah is v'kabel tumranat. You have a begev less than gimel tfochin by gimel tfochin. And that's the shear you need to makabel tumah. Hey, it's gimel as boys, but gimel as boys is only by tzemer or pishtim. But by sham material, the beg and the mal has to be gimel tfochim and gimel tfochim and makabel tumah. So here we're talking about this kli was less than gimel tfochim and gimel tfochim. So what's the tzad to say it's makabel tumah? So the Gemara of the Ozder, we have Lezel at Taimei, we have a Kivul at Taimei. They both call the Shittis, we learn the Mishnah in Kalim. The Tanan. Pochos mishloisha ashloisha. You have a shmat like a handkerchief that's less than 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. Sheheskino lefaka gvoya samerchus. But you miyachir it to use it for some purpose. You're not going to throw it out in the garbage. You miyachir to use it for a stopper in the merchats. You're going to use it to stop the hole, the water shouldn't go out. Or else lenaya boya sekadera. You use it for a handle to move the pots around, what we call a pot holder. Or lekaneach boya srechaim. After you use the grinder, the mill, you want to clean it out. You miyachir this handkerchief to be the cleaner for that. So, you machshiv it. You gave it a chshivas to it. Now, bein min ha-muchin, whether it was muchin, Muslim say what muchin means, you set it aside. Bein sheinu min ha-muchin, tomei. Divi Reb Lezer. So that's Reb Lezer. It's even though this beggar is less than 3 by 3, but since you set it aside for a good purpose, that's machshiv it. You gave it a chshivas to the beggar. It could be makabel tumah. Reb Lezer, I'm a no. Reb Yeshua, I'm there. Bein min ha-muchin, bein sheinu min ha-muchin. Whether it's muchin, whether it's not muchin, is the halachah tor. Still it's tor. Since it's less than gimel ha-gimel, it's tor. Reb Akiva, I'm a he makes the chilin. Min ha-muchin, if you're mechin, you set aside this beged, tomei, then it's tomei. V'shaloi min ha-muchin, if you did not set aside this beged, then tor. Now, the Yomar Ula, moving the mazbis, the three of machlokes. V'yomer ula v'yitaymer rabba barachona. Om Rabbi Yechon. Hakol moidim, everybody's moidim. If you have this kli, this shmat, this handkerchief, that's less than 3 by 3 tvochim. Zorkul ashpa. If you took it and you threw it into the garbage, is divrei hakol tor. According to everybody's tor. Even though you miyachas use it to stop the hole, to stop the water going out, but once you took it, threw it into the garbage, you made ois kshivis. You don't want to use it for kli anymore. Avad, it's not makabel tumah anymore. That everybody holds. Henichu bekufsa. If you put it away in your dresser, you put it away in your drawer. Divrei hakol tumah. Then everybody holds it's a choshev kli. Drash henichu bekufsa. Goli died to the choshev kli. This is the pshat in the Mishnah Kelim. If you put this handkerchief into your dresser, your show claw, you want to use it. That has a shame kli on it. Lo nechluku. Where's the machlokes here? Elishatolu b'mogid. You hung it up on a hanger, on a hook sticking out of the wall. You hung it up on the back side of the door, on the other side of the door. Is the shal, is that called your machshiv to use it or not? We have lezer sava. Me the loizorka bashpo, since you didn't throw it into the garbage, diet the alavayu, it's a right, you still want to use it. Even though you didn't put it into your drawer, you only put it on the hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called a chshivas, you still want to use it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Oh my korolei shleimin amuchin, what does Reb Lezer say, whether this beggar is muchin or not muchin, what does shleimin amuchin mean? It means legabe kufsam lav muchnu. It means even though you didn't hide it, like put it in your dresser, so that's why it's called shleimin amuchin. It wasn't set aside for you to use it as if you put it into your dresser. still, since you didn't throw it into the garbage, it's still called a kli, and it's makabel tuma. That's a beleza shita. We have Yeshua Savanein. Midalai Hanicha Bakufsa. Since this handkerchief you did not put in your dresser, is betule batle, you mavatlit. Oh, my korale muchin. Why is it called muchin? You didn't set it aside, you didn't put it in your dresser. The Torah says, legabe ashpa muchinu. Since you didn't throw it in the garbage, but you put it, you hang it up on a hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called minamuchin. But still, since you didn't put it in your dresser, it's right, it's not choshev enough to you, it's not called a kli. Since b'yemesin it's less than gimel tfachim and gimel tfachim, halte b'shua, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tumah. We have a kiva makes a chilek, it depends. V'toli v'mogud, if you hang it on a hanger, that's you machshev it a little bit. That's sofa k'rev Eliezer. He holds like Reb Leza, that's called your machshir of the beggar. It could be makabel tumah. Benicha yachur yedelis, but let's say you hung it only in the back of the door. Savulak yeshua, that's not called the chashir of a beggar. That's not enough to be. To makabel tumah. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah, where you have this beggar that less than 3 by 3 tvachim, and you hung it up on the door. Is that called your making it? That since you didn't throw it in the garbage, it is makabel tumah. That's Reb Leza shita. And the Bekiva says, no, since you didn't put it into your dresser, it's not the Mekabel Tumah. Is that the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah? Of Zot Gemara Yishinova, Hodebe Rebbe Kiva, Legabe Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Kiva himself was Chozer, and holds like Rebbe Yeshua Shita, that what, that's not Mekabel Tumah. Mimai, what's the Raya? Omar Rova, Mi Diktoni, the Mishnah says, Psilas HaBegit. It says in Lashon, Psilas HaBegit. My ear with the Tony Psila Sabeged, listening Psila Shabeged. Was that to say a strong Lashon of Psila of a Beged, Psila Sabeged, the Psila is a Beged? Let it just say Psila, a piece of material, a piece of wick that came from a Beged. My Psila Sabeged, the Adayin Begedu. Even though it's still called the Beged, but still, since you didn't put it to Kufsa, he old is not Mekabel Tumra anymore, and has no Shivas to it. But Leshrachi Shabeged, Mashma Shekipla Mi Beged. Habeged mashma shekofel habeged atzmon sholem. You folded up a beged sholem. Lenin had loka kudiktin liel. Time of the Rebbe Leza, the boy psila mechrechas fetidlik yofa. That way we're coming out. This teretz is like we said before. If you could use it for Shabbos not to light with, that's holding Rebbe Leza shita. You have to burn the wicks before Shabbos or not. And the loch if a tumor is the makabel tumor or not, that's this new machlokes. We have beggar that's less than gimel a gimel, and you didn't put it into your dresser, you just hung it up on the back of the wall, is on the back of the door, is not enough chshivus, your machshiv, it should still be called a beggar, it could be makabel tumah, that's how Rebbe Leza, and the Bekiva says, no, it's Torah, it's not called a beggar at all. Since you didn't put it in your dresser, anything else you did with it, it's not called a chashiv a beggar, and it's not the makabel tumah. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yikov adam shpuferes shel beitza. Shpuferes shel beitza means an egg. You can't take a hollow egg like and make a hole on the top of the egg. Lo yikov adam, don't make a hole. Shpuferes shel beitza in the hollow part of the egg. So I think Rambam says shpuferes means the harder part of the shell of the egg. That's the top part of the egg, they say, is muharer. V'yimalenu shemen, and fill it up with oil. V'yitnenu al pi haner, and put it on top of your ner of Shabbos. In other words, the mold used to have neris, used to have a cup here, and you have shemen inside it, and on top of this, and used to have a wick here, used to light Friday. Now on top of this, you're afraid you didn't have enough oil, the whole cup would only burn 1 hour. You want to make sure it'll light much longer. So on top of this, you'd put like another cup, that'll be dripping down a little bit of oil, kaseda, the oil will be dripping down into here. So kaseda, this like be filling up throughout Shabbos. So you did this all before Shabbos. So mikra din avad, it should be mutter. Since the oil by itself is dripping down into here and will burn longer, it should be mutter. So if the Mishnah is exer, you shouldn't do it. It's exer, it's lo yikavodim, you can't make this hole in the eggshell. V'yimalenu shemen, fill it up with oil. V'yitnenu al pi haner b'shvil shemen ha-tefes. Today that on Shabbos, to say the oil should be dripping down to the bottom there. V'yafilu hi shacheres. Even if there's not a shferes shel beitzi, you're not taking an eggshell, but you're taking a kli cheres. And you're filling an earthly kli and filling it up with shemen, still it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know it's mutti. He doesn't know if it's gzeira. So Trashi, shetei menatefes v'yiskayim haner, shetei hashemen mitavtev kol shor. You're doing this purpose that this oil should drip down into the nair. It'll burn a much longer time. The toy haner. V'taima. Why does the Tanakhama say it's awesome? Mishum gzeira. Shemen yistapek himenu. maybe in the middle of Shabbos you come to use the top shemen. You figure it's not in the Nair itself, it's in a container by itself on top, just dripping down. Now you want to use shemen on the table, in the middle of Shabbos you come to take this top shemen and use it. But since you're makzer it, you set it aside that this oil should be used to fall into the Nair, chayiv mishum mechaber. So Rashi is an issa poshet derisus mashav Rashi as mechaber, they're taking out the fire. V'yafilu oishes v'fera shacheris, even if this hole, if this kli is made out of a misa kli cheris, the misa lay, it doesn't look nice gazrinim. Still we make the gzera. It's as far as say, since the oil is in the misa kli, maybe you wouldn't come to take it out and use it on Shabbos. No, still we have this gzera. So Rashi is a big kiddush. You have this top kli that's dripping down. Rashi's mask, if you take the oil out of this top kli, there's an issa be mechaber. So the Rishonim is that there's no issa mechaber. Mechaber on the Gemara and basis says if you have the wick coming out of this shemen itself, if you take out oil from the shem, from the nair itself, that's an issa mechaber. Because the more oil there is, the better the light burns. By taking out some oil, you're making the light burn a little bit less. So that's called be mechaber. But that's only if you take the oil out of the nair itself. But here, the nair is burning by itself. On top, you have shemen dripping down. What should be wrong with the shemen dripping down? So a lot of Yisrael learn it's only gzera, it's only a gzera l'gzera. It's only the rabbonin it's also. Either like Rashi first said, it's a muksa dik halacha. Since you're makser, it blives muksa. A core point for Rashi's lashon is mashmas and nisa d'iraisa. And who adin, there's a Russian Shabbos, that a Russian base also said like that. That's an nisa d'iraisa. It's interesting, the V'chap Anaf Kimina, not saying Aloch L'maisa, because in Santa Shaila, at least from Moshe, he doesn't say Beferish is Mutter, but at this time, privately he held his Mutter. The Shaila on Yontif, if you want to shut off the gas on Yontif, we had a lot of cook on Yontif, so you had to turn the fire on. What about shutting off the gas, is that Mutter or not? So still hate, but Moshe won't say it's Mutter. Beferish, he wouldn't tell you it's Mutter, Mefakfek, but he told it's Mutter. Why? Because all you're doing is, you're just stopping the flow of the gas to come in. And now the fire is going out by itself. If that's not cold, you put out the fire. You just stop the flow of the gas to come in, and it goes out by itself. That's not called mechava. I think they say, Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, from this Rashi will be yosser. That's not much this case here now. You have this top nair, where the shemen is dripping down into the bottom nair. So Rashi, if you take away the top shemen, there's an issa mechava. You're putting out the bottom fire. So here, when you have the gas going, when the gas is on, all the gas now is aiming to go into the fire. By you shutting off the gas, you're like taking away the top oil, like this Rashi's case. So really, it's not so partial that it's mutter. You have to find different eitzes, hechatimtzes, how to do it. Yeah. Weiter. Sotya Nishna. Review the matter. Aval im chibro hayoitze metchila mutter. But let's say metchila was attached. You have the bottom nair here, and on top of this, you attached another nair to this nair, then it's mutter. Because since it's one kli, there's no gzer you come to use a top shemen. If it's one kli, people think zicha, it's part of the burning oil, and you will come to use it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. The vnei shu kli echet, since it's attached to the bottom nair, this top holder of shemen, then there's no gzer. Right, another halacha is, lo yimala adam kara shal shemen. You shouldn't fill up a glass full of oil. V'yitnenu b'tzad haner. Right, again, you have this first nair burning. Now, on the side of this nair burning with the oil, with the psila coming out, you put another kli right next to it, and you want to take this wick now, put the wick from this, the other side of the wick, from this kli into the second kli. The yitain roish hapsila b'toichai. And not to put the psila, because you have a long wick, an inch and a half long wick in the first kli. So you take the one side of the wick that's coming up that's burning. Now the other side of the wick, you'll take it and like bend it over and stick it into this other kli. So vital draw from both kalim the oil. That's also also vital the same gzerim. Well, geizer that maybe you come in the middle of Shabbos to stop it, use the second oil. So that's vital gzerim. Layimala adim kara shal shemen v'yitnenu b'tzad, put it on the side haner v'yiten roish hapsila, put the other end of the wick b'toichay into the second kli b'shvul shateish shoeves k'day, that this wick now will be able to draw from two glasses of oil. So that's an usim of the rabbanon, because the gzera vayta maybe from the second kli you'll take out the oil. If you do not, if you don't know from this gzera. So Rashi, Avolim Chibra, Lek Lemeches, to Mishumis, to Shabbos, Vodimunei. Since it's one kli, Avad, everybody knows to stay away from it. V'itim Rosh Hapsila, Asheni, Shuyoytze Derech HaNekev, Acham, Shebenel Lishoy Vishema Nimsha Derek Sil Rosh Adelik, Hebu the Matad Loy Goz. He doesn't make these gzeiros. So to Gemara Tzricha, we need both Chedushim and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying two different types of gzeiros. One is we have the kli standing on top of the nair, and one is we have the kli on the side of the nair, and just the wick comes into the second kli. I need both gzeiros, that's awesome. The Yashminish Feferish of Beitzah, we only say the first gzeiron, we have this eggshell full of oil on top of the nair. For all kami rabbonin, here the rabbonin say it's osir, the chivon, the loy mi'isa, since it's not moist. Hey, the shaman is in an eggshell. Eggshell is nice, it's clean eggshell. We're afraid in the middle of Shabbat you'll need shaman to put into your salad. You'll take the shaman out of this eggshell. Abul shacheris, that's the first case. The chidush was afilu yishacheris. Even if it's the top oil is not in an eggshell, but it's in an earthly kli. The meisa, when it's in the earthly kli, it becomes mias. It's namala kli cheris is mias. Not so nice. Disgusting like. Is Eima Moidla Rabbi Yehuda. I would think there is no gzeira in the middle of Shabbos. You're not going to come to use that oil that's in this misa kli. So I would think the Rabbanim don't make the gzeira there. The Yashmina Shocheris, observe the Kash, let the Mishnah just say, even if the top kli is a cheristic kli that's nias, still we make the gzeira. I would think, Bo'okom Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda is matir, because it's a misa kli. We're not choshed that you come to use the oil in the middle of Shabbos. Avo behi. But if you use an eggshell that is nice and clean, and you're moidel to the Rabbonin, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda is moidel to the Rabbonin, that it's also before Shabbos to put this eggshell on top of the nair, that the Shema should drip down, because there he's moidel to the gzeira, you come to use it on Shabbos. Kamashmo, no. Even there Rabbi Yehuda holds a smuter. The Yashmin of Hanatati, if the Mishnah would just say the first two cases, Pahani Kam Reb Yehuda. These two cases of Yehuda say it's mutter. Mishum Dle Mifsak. Because there's nothing in between. You have this oil right on top of the shemen, right on top of the burning nair. You have this eggshell full of oil right on top of it. So since it's falling right down into it, it looks like one kli. So there Reb Yehuda is mekel, that nobody will go and use the top shemen because it looks like it's one kli. Abu Korah, but you put one kli on the side of the other kli, the mifsika, there's avar in between, it's like two separate kelim, you see the two separate kelim, and you model the rabbonin. But here, where it's two separate kelim, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda should be murdered to Rabbanan, that it should be Yasser. Because people will know that it's Yasser. People will think, what's burning? The first kli is burning. That shemen, I'm sure, I won't touch. But the second kli right next to it, since there's Avar in between, and there's two separate kelim, I would think the second kli is mutter to use. So maybe even of course Rabbi Yehuda should make Xera, Kamashvila, no, Rabbi Yehuda still holds there, it's mutter. The Yashmin of if it only would have said this last case, that according to Rabbi Yehuda it's mutter, I would think, for who come Rabbanan? Only the last case of Rabbanan make the gzeira. Because the mamash looks like two separate kelim, the other Rabbanan are choshish people may come to use the shemen in the first, in the second kli. Avo bahani tarti. But in the first two cases, where the eggshell or the kli cheres is right on top of it, so it kamat looks like one kli, a moidel letter of Yehuda, I would think the other Rabbanan are moidel to Rabbi Yehuda, that it should be like mutter, there'll be no gzeira, tzricha. Therefore, I need all three cases to tell me in all three cases to Rabbanim do make the gzeira, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzeira. So, Drashid le mifsak midi shemunach b'toy chalal haner lamala mikisi. It's on one on top of the other. It's like the bottom has a big nair, and the second kli is mamish right inside it. So, there's nothing mafsik. Looks like one keli. Mashenkin were one on the side of the other one. The mystical shrei eitzel haner munachet is on the side of it. V'yesh kan hefsek. There's a big hefsek in between. For lekelamei magufu, people won't think it's one thing. Ein moedah the nigzer. Maybe even if you hold the hold, there'll be usher because there people will come to use from that shemen. And since you set aside that shemen to be used for burning, it should blab like muksak koponim or like Rashi. It's a kibui kamashlo and still reviewed all the smuta. But if you attach the top shemen, the top eggshell, if it's attached now, it looks like one kli, then avad with smutah, because there's no gzeir you come to use it. Since it's attached, it's one kli, people know all the shemen in there, avad you can't touch in yontif. Tana, im chibro besid, if you attached it with sid, with like cement, or becharsis, or type of lime, is mutter. For the more of anan, yoitza tanan, yoitza means the people that make the kli. Mashra has to be professional, stuck together. The more my yoitza, kein yoitza. Not that it was done professionally, that the yoitza, the person that makes the kli did it, but abi it's stuck tight. Abi it's not something you can pull away. If it's glued on, then it's mutter. Trashi came, Yoitze, Shechibra Shaper. Habi is glued on, it looks now like one kli, there's no gzer, you come to use it. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, Shevetaini, Ba'ali Yois, Beis Nitza. One time I spent Shabbos in the Aliyah, the upstairs of Beis Nitza, Balut. It was a meiser there that the nair was burning, and on top of the nair they put this eggshell full of oil. Umalenu shemen, they filled it up with oil. Vinikvinu, they made a little hole on the bottom of it. Venichu apianer, and they put a mamish right on top of the nair. The mamish, the din of the mishnah, and b'hoyu shom reb tarfin uskenim. For yom ulanu dover, nobody said anything. So the kasher, why not? The chum and the mishnah we pass on that it's also. You're not allowed to put this eggshell on top of the shemen that the oil should drip down. There's exactly you come to use it on Shabbos. Amruloi, Misham Raya, from there it's a Raya, Shani based Nitzah, there's reason him. Christ says there was a special bias there, with chosh with people, there are very zoras there. So in that bias, they don't have any gzeris. It's like a chiddush. Usually, once they're born to make gzeris, we say, Le plugus, us of everybody. A couple here was saying that one place, since they're all zrizim, they're very careful, that place nobody said anything. But other places, about that you have the din of the Mishnah, then it's also. Right, another Maisa was, Ovin Sipure, named the person, a Gorer Safsola, he dragged along a chair, Valiyosa, in the attic, the Shisha, that the floor was made out of shires, made out of marble. Leluyeh, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alosa. He dragged the chair along on the marble floor in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alosa. Omalei, so let's be said now, Ish tuki loch, if I'm going to be quiet, Kedishtikulei, like Elchav, like everybody else keeping quiet, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Nofik b'nei churba. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll come out of big churba. As Rabbi Yehuda shiter is that Dove Shein Miskavin is also on Yomtiv. So Stamazoy, to drag a chair along ground, is also to do on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Because since you're dragging along on the ground, it's making a charitz, you're making a hole in the ground. It's an Issa Charisha on Shabbos. So even though Shein Miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda shiter, it's also. So here we're talking about now, it was a marble floor. Now, in the marble floor, when you drag the chair, you don't make any charitz on the thing. So, charitz should be mutter. Still, he says he made a gzera aliyosa, the shisha, otto aliyosa, the alma. I make a gzera, though, you can't drag the chairs, according to Yehuda, even on a marble floor, otto you do it, or maybe not a marble floor. Because about Einim Eskavin is also according to Yehuda, he made this gzera. Drasha the shisha, ritzpa shoshayish, to layovit be charitz. If he, even though he dragged it now on a marble floor, doesn't make a charitz, Liliyum Rabbi Yitzchak Lefonov, Kishos Lechavre Reb Tarfin Zkenim Shemifnei, Shtoi Omru Loi Dover, Dima Vehei the Mutter. If I'm going to be quiet, it's Mashma, hold its Mutter. And Nofik Vnei Churba Zatrashi, Vyinig Heter Bedover, people be Noig Heter. Rabbi Yitzchak Sphere like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Te Dover Shein Meskavin Oser. Something, even though it's not mischavin, but by dragging it on the floor, if you would make a charitz, make a hole, it'd be an iser. So he holds this gzera. V'yafagav to b'shayish lo yavet charitz. Even though now that it's on a marble floor, you're not making any charitz. Or because of what lo yasa v'yalma, he made a gzera onto a regular house, a regular floor. A regular floor is made out of dirt. So if you drag the chair on the dirt, you make a charitz. According to Yehuda, he made this gzera. Well, soon said Allah, we don't hold like Yehuda. We hold over shenim mischavin is muta. Right, the Reish Penista Nishna, another Maisa was the Shamish of the Beis Medrash of the Shul, the Botsro, Goro, Safsolo, Lialuya, he dragged along a chair in the attic, Mir Yirmiyah Rabba. He did it, he dragged it. Omalei, Kaman, who do you hold like? Reb Shimon. I hold like Reb Shimon, that even though I'm dragging along on the floor, and it's making a charitz, it's making a hole in the ground, that's a shalaf from a charisha, still he holds its mutter. Why? He holds like Reb Shimon, that dover sheni miskav is mutter. I'm not being mechava now by dragging the chair to make the charitz, I'm being mechava to move the chair, that's all. In fact, Nakasha, the Havaminu is, Eimu, the Yom Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say it's mutter big derlim, big chairs, that you can't carry it, so there we'll make a few to drag it. To Layefsha, Mashenki Biktanin by small chairs, Miyomer. Did he say it's mutter? Since it's possible to pick it up, even according to Reb Shimon, it's better to pick it up. We'll soon see the Lach, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, Pligadula, he dings the Chanula. The Yomer Ula, no. Machlekis Biktanin, the whole Machlekis of Reb Shimon and Yehuda is you're allowed to drag small chairs. Ava Bigdolim Divri Hakam Mutter. He holds, if it's a big chair, it's the Yesha to carry it, even if Yehuda is Mekel, you're allowed to drag it. Moser Reb Yosef, the grace of Akasha, Reb Shimon Oimer, Goyer Odom Mite Kisiv Sassel. This is Reb Yehuda Shimon Halacha. You're allowed to drag along on the floor on Shabbos a whole bed, a whole chair, and a whole Sassel stool. Abi, you don't have kavono by dragging it to making a charitz. And Avada, we're talking about, it's not a psikresha. It's not that big that it has to make a charitz. We're talking about, it's possible, it won't make the charitz. It won't make the hole in the ground. So even if it makes the charitz, still it's mutter. So at Gemara, ketoni gdolim, ktoni gdolim, or ktoni ktanim. Reb Shimon says both, a mita and a kisne sasso. Mita is something big, and sasso something small. And both you see is matter. It's a kurakashla tavayu. It's kashin both of them. You see the machloikis is Reb Shimon and Yehuda, whether it's big or whether it's small. And the Gemara, ula mataras atayme. Reb Yemi Rabbi mataras atayme. Ula mataras atayme. Mita dumya the kisne. He also knows we're talking about small things here. What type of a bed? A small bed the size of a chair. Reb Yemi Rabbi mataras atayme. Kisne, what type of a small chair is it? No, dumya the mita. We're only talking about something big. That's the machlekes. Mosiv Rabbi. Frank Rabbi Akasha on these two shittas. The din is, moichrei ksus. Somebody that's selling clothing. A guy is selling suits. Moichron and Kedarkin, he's allowed to sell them, means wear them normally. The Shalev has Klayim on it. If you have a suit that has Klayim, and still you want to show it off to sell it, so you're allowed to wear it. Bavach lo yiskavin b'chaim, you shouldn't have kavonim b'cham of ne'acham of g'sham of ne'gashomim. You shouldn't have kavonim to have anor from it. Abi, it's any miskavin, it's mutter to wear it. The atznuyim, people that are more tznuyim, mashilun b'makel liachareim. They don't want to put on this beged shel shatnis, so they just throw it on top of them. Now v'hocho tiyesh lemeved tznuyim. Everybody is allowed to do it like the tznuyim. If you want to wear this suit to show it, he could just throw it on top of you. The chiktanim domi, that's doima to a small chair. V'chiloy mechavin shari Reb Shimon l'chatchila. Still, we say a normal person is allowed to wear this beged shel shatnis kedarkoi. Since he's not mechavin, it's a chur to yufta. The rabbi to yufta. It's the rabbi to yufta. That you see, according to Reb Shimon, there's no difference whether it's extra to do it small or only big. Both cases of Shimon hold as mutter. Abi it's aimi mechavin. You're not mechavin to have a nor from the shatnis. Still, it's mutter to wear it. But providing, it's not called the psik reshit. It's not zvadai. You have to have a nor from it. Like Tosha says. We're talking about a case where it's not a sick race, you're going to have a law from it. We're going to love it, you're wearing other clothing. You're just putting a suit on top of the suit you're wearing to show people. That's muta. But Abiyah has not a sick race, we heard like,